ABC.
Celebrations continuing for the Adelaide Crows women's AFL team, winning their third premiership on Saturday, a 13-point victory over Melbourne. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Chelsea Randall, the captain of the Crows AFLW team. Good morning, Chelsea Randall.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Probably not as good as you, I imagine. I want to play you a little bit of audio. This is at the moment on the podium. You were presented your medal by Charlotte.
Chelsea, nice to meet you. You're going to put that one over my neck, are you? Yeah?
Can you be my captain?
I can be your captain, yeah? Sounds good, yeah?
What an amazing line. I can't... When you're in that situation, there must be so much going through your mind. It's overwhelming. There's so much noise, so many things happening, people telling you where to go. Do those little moments still cut through and catch you?
Yeah, they do. Even just listening to that, I just remember being told, because they said, oh, and you've got to fist bump the Oz kickers. And I was like, oh, can't we give them a handshake? No, because of COVID and stuff. I was like, oh. And when Charlotte said that, I just wanted to stop and, like, pick her up and give her the biggest cuddle. She just melted my heart. But she was just gorgeous. So moments like that, yeah, you definitely treasure that. And hopefully that was a special moment for her too.
And you probably won her over for life, I imagine. So you can watch her on the field in the future. What were the celebrations like since then? Have things calmed down a bit?
Slowly but surely. I think the girls are just enjoying every single minute of it, to be honest. There's not really a sole individual that was best on ground in those celebrations. I think it was a fair team effort. So it's just an amazing feeling. It's truly unbelievable what we've been able to create within our culture and our footy club over the last, you know, six seasons. We've had five grand finals in the actual AFLW season because of COVID. And so we've been a part of four of those and won three. I'm just so proud, to be a part of this football club.
Are there certain moments or certain players that do just jump out as, gee, that was a defining point for us?
Oh, I think there was just everyone had so many different moments, but definitely the sealer from Danielle Ponta, you know, she took a great grab, did almost like a little somersault on the ground and just decided to get up and start running, have a bounce and kicked a goal and, just gave a high five to someone in the crowd. It was just unbelievable. You know, she played an amazing game of footy and I think, you know, Erin Phillips, she seems to really love the left foot and she's kicking more goals, I think, on her left foot. And she's just been incredible. She's an absolute superstar. You know, everyone was just putting their bodies on the line and we brought a really big game of a pressure battle.
You mentioned Erin Phillips, but there's a lot of talk that she'll go to Port now that there's going to be a second Adelaide AFLW team. Has that been discussed amongst the playing group? And it sounds like she'll be a big loss.
No, honestly, it hasn't been discussed at all. Like, we've just won a grand final together and we're just celebrating and enjoying all the rewards of the shiny rewards of medals and our premiership cup. And, you know, she's an incredible person, so proud of her and the legacy that, you know, she continues to leave at this footy club. And, she's one of my best mates and love it a bit. But, I'm sure in time we'll find out more regarding all that. But for now, we're just enjoying it.